This is a mutual fund observer profile of the River Park Short Term High Yield Fund, whose ticker symbol is RPHYX. It was originally published in August 2012 and updated in October. The fund seeks high current income and the preservation of capital. If forced to choose between the two, the manager will choose capital preservation. The fund is managed by David Sherman, founder and owner of Cohansic Management of Pleasantville, New York. The firm has more than $320 million in assets under management. Mr. Sherman has 23 years of experience investing in high-yield and distressed securities. He's assisted by three other investment professionals. Mr. Sherman has over $1 million invested in the fund. Between them, River Park and Cohansic employees have over $10 million in the fund. The minimum investment required to open an account with the fund is $1,000. What follows is the observer's commentary on the fund. People are starting to catch on to this fund's discreet and substantial charms. Both the fund's name and Morningstar's assignment of it to the high-yield peer group threw off some potential investors. To be clear, this is not a high-yield bond fund in any sense that you would recognise. This is a conservative cash management fund, which is able to exploit pieces of the high-yield market to generate substantial returns with minimal volatility. Cohansic generally does not buy conventional short-term high-yield bonds. They do something far more interesting. They buy several different types of orphan securities, exceedingly short-term securities for which there are few other buyers. We'll highlight one of their investments as an example of the sorts of opportunities they pursue. Much of the fund is invested in redeemed debt or called bonds. A firm or government might have issued a high-yielding 10-year bond. Now, after 7 years, they'd like to buy those bonds back in order to escape the high interest payments they've had to make. That's calling the bond. Under US law, the issuer must wait 30 days between announcing the call and actually buying back the bonds. That's when an opportunity arises. Let's say you are a mutual fund manager holding $1 million worth of a called bond that's been yielding 5%. You've got a decision to make. Hold on to the bond for the next 30 days, during which time it will yield one final payment of about $4,000, or try to sell the bond fast so you have the $1 million to redeploy. The $4,000 feels like chump change, so you'd like to sell, but to whom? In general, bond fund managers won't buy such short-lived remnants, and money market managers can't buy them. These are still nominally junk and forbidden to them. According to River Park's president, Morty Shire, these are orphaned credit opportunities with no logical or active buyers. The buyers are a handful of hedge funds and this fund. If Cohansic's research convinces them that the entity making the call will be able to survive for another 30 days, they buy the bond, hold it for a month, receive that final interest payment, redeem it, and buy another. The effect is that the fund has high yields with negligible share price volatility. Redeemed debt, which represents one third of the portfolio, is one of five sorts of investments typical of the fund. The others include corporate event-driven purchases, the vast majority of which mature in under 60 days. Strategic recapitalization, which describes a situation in which there's the announced intention to call, but that the firm has not yet undertaken the legal formalities. Cushion bonds, a type of callable bond that sells at a premium. Short-term maturities, fixed and floating rate debt that the manager believes is money good. In a conference call with observer readers, Mr. Sherman made it clear that it's absolutely possible for the fund to lose money in the very short term, but for investors with an investment time horizon of more than 3 months, the risks are very small. Beyond that, four points are worth noting. First, they expect to be able to return 300 to 400 basis points more than a money market fund. There are times when that might drop to 250 basis points for a short period, but 300 to 400 is, they believe, a sustainable advantage. They achieved that objective in both 2011 and 2012, when the average money market fund earned 2 basis points in returns, while River Park averaged 390. Second, they managed to minimise risk, not maximise return. If market conditions are sufficiently iffy, Mr. Sherman would rather move entirely to short-term treasuries than expose his investors to permanent loss of capital. The best stress test to date was the third quarter of 2011, one of the worst ever for the high-yield market. In that quarter, the high-yield market dropped 600 basis points, while this fund dropped 7 basis points. In its worst single month, August 2011, the fund dropped 24 basis points. That is less than 0.25%, while the average high-yield fund dropped 438 basis points. Third, it offers protection against rising interest rates. Because most of the fund's securities mature within 30 to 60 days, a rise in the Fed's funds rate will have a negligible effect on the value of the portfolio. Finally, it offers experienced shareholder-friendly management. The Kohansic folks are deeply invested in the fund. They run $500 million in this style currently and estimate that they could run up to $1 billion. Because they're one of the few large purchasers, they are a logical first call for sellers. We know how to negotiate purchase terms. They've committed to closing both their separate accounts and the fund to new investors before they reach their capacity limit. Our bottom line is this. This continues to strike us as a compelling opportunity for conservative investors or those with short-time horizons to earn returns well in excess of the rate of inflation with minimal downside. It is in the mutual fund world utterly unique. It has competitive advantages, including first mover status, that later entrants won't easily match. And it makes sense. That's a rare and wonderful combination. This should be on your shortlist of best cash management options. The Observer has no financial ties to River Park or this fund. Two members of the Observer staff have chosen to invest in the fund. For more information, visit us at mutualfundobserver.com. This is Emma Presley for the Mutual Fund Observer.